We're up to Simon Reish Chav Dalet, Siv Gimel, the middle of page 279. We're in the middle of these Dinei Bracha Pratiyot, the different things in the Berachas Re'iya that people might see, and they would perhaps have to say these seven brachas. Yesterday we talked about the brachas on singing of Avodah Zarah. Today we move on to another interesting topic over here, brachas of Bavel Arishah. Haroah Bavel Arishah. If you see Babylonia, Arisha, the place of the Rishayim. Oh, Baruch Ata Hashem, looking at Olam, Shehechriv Bavel Arisha. We remember the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed Bavel, okay, and therefore we make this Baruch. Ra Beiso Shalomu Chanetzar. I guess they knew where Nuchat actually lived, okay, where his palace was. The Bais of Nuchatzar and Baruch Shehechriv Beiso Shalomu Chanetzar Rasha. And then, for some reason, we connect these two things, and we get on to Gov Arayos, and the things that we've already seen before in Simon Reishit Ches, Ra Gov Arayot, O Kivshana Eish, that reminds of thus the Gov Arayot of Daniel, and the Kivshana Eish of Mishael. We say the bracha shasa nisim letzadikim makom zeh, something that we mentioned, as I said before, in Simon Reish Yud Ches. Siv Daot. Ra makom sheyesh bavel. There's a specific place in Bavel. Shekol behema shetavor alef. Any animal that passes by this certain area of Bavel, eini yechol luzuz misham. They cannot move from there. I don't know. It's like some type of quicksand or something like that. But over here, they'll sink. They just can't move when they pass this area. Im lo yinelo me'afar makamul. Unless you sprinkle some afar from that place, then the animals can move. Okay, v'hu simin klola, it's a simin klola of Bavel. So this place in Bavel is a simin klola of Bavel, and therefore Chazal said this is a special bracha. Shekol beivas zivdichtiv v'teidaseh b'metatea. Here is mechavdos abayis hashmeid. Maybe they shall be destroyed. Omer baruch, Omer v'yoseh baruch gozer amkaye. This is supposed to be said b'shem u'malchus or not. The Mishnah Berurah says to say it with shem u'malchus over here. Hainu b'shem u'malchus. Okay, so those who do say this b'shem u'malchus, where exactly this place is, I doubt that we actually know where it is nowadays. But at the time of Chazal, they knew where this special place was in Bavel, and therefore there was a special bracha that was made. Fine. Now we get into other brachas that might be more often recited. Okay, Sifhei over here talks of a case that maybe most people have not said, but we'll see over here. It says, Aroa Shishim Ribo Mi Yisrael Biyachad. If you see 600,000 Jews together, in one area you see 600,000 Jews, Omer Baruch Atah Shabbat Gimel Cholam, Chacham Arazim. Chacham Arazim refers to the fact that you have 600,000 Jews together, and all 600,000 people are different, and they look different, and they think different. B'chulei, b'chulei. Saying says Mr. Brosi Khan Khas, Shane Daitan Dominzelze, their das is not the same, Vain Partsufein Dominzelze, except for the twins out there. Who you dear Mabalave, Kalilu Alchlusin, and nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu still knows what goes on in the hearts of every single one individual, and therefore, when that should be remind us, when you have so many Jews together, you have 600,000 Jews together, we make the special brach. We may move the Kochavim Mazalos, if they're Gaim, that are all together, Omer. Bosha imchem meot, okay. V'chafra yoladetchem, okay. It's we're embarrassed of their being born, okay. These ovdei avodah zara, hine achris goyim midbar tziav arava. So this bracha over here of Chacham Arazim Dafko, there was a din over here that number of years ago when they had the protests of try getting I think a million people together. At the time of the unfortunate gzeros that they were trying to do against the Bachrei Yeshiva, they were trying to guide them to the army, and they had a tremendous protest here in Yerushalayim, near the past the Tachna Merkazit area, by the entrance of Yerushalayim, that whole area, and they claimed that there was more than 600,000 Jews all together in one area, and therefore, even though you don't see all 600,000 the same wherever you're standing, you're not going to see all 600,000, but when you see all these Jews together, the bracha of Chacham Arazim was able to be made during this time. So, Baruch Hashem, here in Eretz Yisrael nowadays, it's very possible that we can make this bracha of gathering 600,000 Jews together. This bracha can very certainly be made. Moving on to Vav and Zayin, very interesting brachas over here, and different chachmas. Says the Mechaber over here, Sivav, Haruach Chachmei Yisrael. If you see one of the chachamim of Yisrael Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shecholech V'Chachmoso L'Riyaf. Okay, that is the bracha on a Chacham Yisrael. Okay, now, already hundreds of years ago, the poskim were already mesupak whether we have Talmidei Chachamim in our generation. I know, hundreds of years ago, that one could even make this bracha on nowadays, or it was only talking about the previous generations. However, if you look in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Kaf Gimel, Hara 157, he says he was once walking, I believe is one of the Rabbaran, I believe was one of the Rabbeim of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rabbaran is one of the famous Gedolim of Yerushalayim. Okay, there's a street named Meir Sharim, there's over there, there's a street named after him. Rabbaran was one of the Gedoli Olam of Yerushalayim. One time Rav Shlomo Zalman was walking with Rabbaran, and they ran into the Chazon Ish, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says that Rav Baran made the bracha b'shem u'malchus on the Chazon Ish out loud, and the Chazon Ish smiled at him. Okay, and the Chazon Ish smiled when he made the bracha. Okay, so we see, according to this, at least according to Rav Baran, okay, it seems to me that even nowadays, we're talking about obviously to a level of the Chazon Ish, that one could even make the bracha on him. Okay, I heard once, see this myself, obviously, but something like that once someone went to Rav Moshe Feinstein and asked him if he could make the bracha on him, and he said yes. Okay, so this could be that it's shaykh to say well on Ligdoli Olam. Moreno Rabbeinu Arav Shlita told me that he never ever said the bracha b'shemu malchus. He said on Ovel Yashav once he said the bracha without shemu malchus. So I asked the Rav, what about Rav Shlomo Zalman? What did the Rav say on Rav Shlomo Zalman? And he said, Bemet, he said, when he first met Rav Shlomo Zalman, he wasn't, he said, Loiti lo kokacha, Lamdan, to be able to say, to know the bracha. I asked him, maybe he didn't see him for 30 days, and he said, Bemet, that the lie that Yachol, he could have said it on Rav Shlomo Zalman also. Okay, in the Chora, I asked him about the Rav ever meet the Chazon Ish, and the Rav said that he didn't meet the Chazon Ish. Also, once again, he wasn't so chayz to say, go ahead and say the bracha. I said, what happened when he said the Chazon Ish? He said, I asked him for a bracha. Okay, so he asked the Chazon Ish for a bracha when he met when the Rav met the Chazon Ish. Okay, now, the Halacha Brura also, for the Sfarim, he passed it nowadays also, that you can make the bracha even on today's Talmidei Chachamim. You can even make the bracha of Shenasan Chachmas Olereyaf. Okay, so the Halacha Brura passes like that. We see over here, Rav Baran brought down Halicha Shlomo, said even on today's Talmidei Chachamim, obviously, he has to someone who is muflag v'doro, as the Halacha Brura brings down, kol shu talmud chacham, yadua umefursam, shu gadol b'toro v'yirashimayim, obviously yirashimayim has to be go along with just the Torah knowledge, v'mora harabi Yisrael b'ome ka'iyin, u'bepiska yishara, those are the time over here that he says to go ahead and make the bracha, and the Shevet Halevi also, Rav Osner, points out that once, when he was much younger, the rugged shover came to his town, and the town made the bracha on the seeing the rugged shover. The rugged shover also made this bracha on seeing him. Okay, so therefore we see that there is mekoros, many mekoros, that even nowadays, for our today's Talmidei Chachamim, someone is muflag bedoro, and he's Yerush Shemayim over there, then you could even go ahead and make the bracha nowadays on today's Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, tomorrow we'll talk. Siv Zayin. Haruah Chachmei Umas HaOlam of the Chachamim. If you see those Chachamim of amongst the Goyim that have Shechachamim B'Chachmos HaOlam, that there are Chachamim B'Chachmos HaOlam, they have a lot of secular knowledge, whether they're in one of the subjects that are known to be one of the subjects that are the one of the seven subjects. Omer Baruch Atah Shalom Chalam Shenasu Mechachmaso LeBasar B'Dam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Chachmaso LeBasar B'Dam. Notice the chiluk between over here. The bracha on the Chachmei Yisrael is Shechalak Chachmaso, okay? And over here it's Shenasan Chachmaso. So the Taz, if you look in, I believe the Berahetiv, yeah, the Berahetiv over here, Sikon Gimel quotes the Taz over here that explains the Chilak he says over here. Lefish Yisrael Dveikim Bo, Chalak Lechelik. They're part and parcel over here, therefore he uses the word Lashon of Chalak. She Yisrael Dveikim Bo, Yesh Yichos Lechelik Acher, Mishad Nechalak Meno. The person who is Mechalik it, they have a Chalak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here, and therefore we use that lashon. When it comes to Umos Olam, he used the lashon of no sein, shein dveikus benotei matanu l'makamel, because no dveikus with the present that is given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Umos Olam, as opposed to Chachmei Yisrael, they have much dveikus with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we use the lashon of Chalak Chachmaso, not Noson Chachmaso. Okay, fine. So that's the bracha over here. If someone is an unbelievable physics genius, okay, he's a tremendous chemist that everyone knows about, a mathematician, one could make this bracha on Chochmei Umos Ha'olam, and this bracha is l'maisa even nowadays. If someone is before somebody knows, it's not that he's mamish, one of the quote-unquote Gdoli Olam in Chochmei Umos Ha'olam, you go ahead and make the bracha, which comes to the famous shayla of what bracha would you made on Albert Einstein. Okay, what bracha would you make on Albert Einstein? Obviously, we cannot make the bracha of Shechalak Chachmasali Yireyav that's talking about Torah knowledge, which Albert Einstein did not have. Okay? But would you make the bracha of Nasan Chachmasal Basar Vadam? So actually, the Chai Adam doesn't talk about Nasi Einstein. Yud Gimel Alf says, a Chacham Gadol, a Chachmas Olam Yisraeli, he would Lechora make the bracha on him, Shenasan Chachmasal Basar Vadam. However, many posts, I heard this from Rav in Chicago also, and I saw this also, and Halacha Brewer brings this down, that the bracha on Albert Einstein is no bracha. You don't make a bracha on Albert Einstein, a Jew. If he has Torah knowledge, that's a bracha that we make on a Jew. Someone who only has secular knowledge, you would not make a bracha on a Jew, even though that he has Chachmasim was Olam. You would not make any bracha on it, and also Marina Rabin or Rav Shlita was mistopic Bedover whether you would make a bracha on Albert Einstein or not. That would be the case over here. So we're going to stop over here. Mezrat Hashem, we will finish our simon next time. Ad kan for today.